With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Montana's elections regulator says blogs that provide political commentary penned by anonymous authors are not subject to campaign finance reporting and disclosure laws. Independent Public Service Commission candidate Karen Cooper had filed a complaint against the Montana Cowgirl blog with Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell on Wednesday. Modell dismissed the complaint yesterday. He says blogs are not considered electioneering communications. He also wrote that First Amendment free speech principles protect anonymous election-related communications, from leaflets to internet posts. Secretary of State Linda McCullough is asking state lawmakers to pass an automatic voter registration bill in the next legislative session. Five states, including Oregon and California, have passed laws or regulations that automatically register eligible citizens who have driver's licenses. McCullough says the measure would expand voter rolls and save the state money. McCullough proposed the measure yesterday during her first and last State of the Elections address. The Democrat will leave office in January due to term limits. She says Montana's elections are accurate, secure, accessible, and transparent. Republican-led lawmakers have voted down measures such as online voter registration and tried unsuccessfully to get rid of same-day voter registration. Biologists and wildlife officials have released 18 black-footed ferrets on the Crow Reservation. The Billings Gazette reports that a convoy of vehicles brought the endangered ferrets into the heart of Crow Country, where they were released near a prairie dog town spread across a hillside. A new survey indicates Montana's Supreme Court is well-respected by those who use it the most, Edward O'Brien reports.
The 2016 Bench and Bar Survey is essentially a performance review of Montana's High Court. The anonymous online survey has been conducted by the state Supreme Court every other year since 2008. It's sent to almost 1,000 Montana legal professionals who work with the court in various capacities, including district court judges, appellate attorneys, and law school faculty. This year's response rate was almost 50%, and according to Montana Supreme Court Chief Justice Mike McGrath, 88% of respondents have a positive perception of the court.
I'm proud of the results. It's the highest rating we've had in the five surveys we've done. They've gradually gotten better each time.
McGrath says he's particularly proud that
97% of the district court judges indicated the Montana Supreme Court's decisions are based on facts and the applicable law. We make our decisions on an independent basis, and they're fair and impartial.
76% of responding attorneys shared that opinion. In 2008, fewer than 38% of respondents felt the court completed its overall workload in a timely manner. That number was 93% this year. McGrath says they're knuckling down and issuing decisions on average within 100 days. Prior to 2008, it could sometimes take the court up to 2 years to issue an opinion. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
A judge says a VA Montana leader harassed and retaliated against an employee because the worker filed a patient safety report over an operating room error. Administrative Judge James Kasich's initial decision today orders the Department of Veterans Affairs to pay damages and offer former Associate Chief of Inpatient Care Diane Scotton a job similar to what she held before she resigned in December of 2014. Scotton's attorney says Scotton has gotten a new job and is not looking to return to the VA. Officials at Polson High School say two students were told to change out of shirts that said White Power on the front of one and Redneck with a picture of the Confederate battle flag on the other. Handwritten on the back of the shirts was Trump 2016 White Pride. The Missoulian reports the students wore the shirts yesterday during a homecoming activity called Color Wars, in which each class dresses in a different color. The two juniors were on the white team. Superintendent Rex Welts says the students changed clothing when asked. Polson is a part of the Flathead Indian Reservation, where a large number of non-Native Americans live. Native American advocate Dustin Monroe is calling on people to gather at tonight's homecoming football game with anti-racism signs. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.